This book is not about convincing people to be better. You've been trying that for 6,000 years, and it hasn't worked once. This is about building a system where doing well and doing good are the same thing. The current system pays for death and disease. The new system pays for life and health. You can align major interest groups behind a single goal, curing disease, not through charity, not through guilt, through pure profit. Moral appeals are for species that respond to moral appeals. Yours responds to money. Defense contractors, teaching merchants of death to love life. Defense lobbyists spend $127 million on lobbying. They get $181 billion in government contracts back. That's a 1,810-to-1 ROI. Better returns than any hedge fund in history. And all you have to do is help kill strangers. They will oppose any treaty that threatens this. Not because they're evil, though that helps, but because murder is profitable and they like money. Lobbyists are like pigeons. They go where the food is. Currently, the food is in opposing the treaty. You could try convincing them that saving lives is noble, or you could just move the food. It's like convincing a vampire to open a blood bank. Counterintuitive, but mathematically sound. The offer. Victory incentive alignment bonds paying 272% annually versus their current salary or stock options. Early access, get rich before everyone else, consulting fees, legal bribery has a name, strategic advisor positions, fake job, real money. The math. Their current job, lobbying against the treaty, pay is $500,000 to $2 million per year. Job security depends on military budget staying huge. Legacy is made orphans for money. Your offer, lobbying for the treaty, pay is $5 million to $20 million in bonds. Returns are 272% annually, forever. Job security is better, 99% of military budget still exists. Legacy is accidentally saved humanity while getting rich. Most people can do this math, you hope. Why they take it? 272% is greater than whatever they're making now. That's it. That's the whole reason. The treaty doesn't actually hurt them. Military budget drops 1%, from $2.72 trillion to $2.69 trillion. They still have 99% to protect. Defense contracts still flow. Jobs stay. Wars probably still happen. Just 1% fewer wars, which is still too many wars. You're asking them to accept slightly less murder funding in exchange for becoming extremely wealthy. I support life-saving medical research sounds better at dinner parties than I lobby for bombs. Their kids might even respect them. Probably not, but maybe. Add 10% victory bonds to a pension portfolio and blended returns jump from 7% to 33% plus. It's like finding money in the pocket of pants you're currently wearing, except the money multiplies while you're wearing the pants. Once Lockheed buys bonds, Raytheon has to follow or get crushed by Lockheed's superior returns. It's a prisoner's dilemma, where cooperation pays better than defection. Start with pension funds. Fiduciary duty requires best returns. They end up lobbying for the treaty to protect their investment. The flip. Once enough key players flip, momentum shifts. Nobody wants to be the last holdout. Not while a treaty gains momentum and everyone else gets rich. It's like a bank run, except instead of withdrawing money, they're depositing principles. Whether enough is 10 or 50 or 100, nobody knows. This has never been tried before. But the theory seems sound, assuming humans behave like humans usually do. Now they don't just stop opposing, they actively lobby for it, testifying to Congress that this strengthens national security. Technically true, healthy soldiers fight better. Writing op-eds about how a strong military requires a healthy population. Also true, can't draft corpses. And convincing other lobbyists to flip. What you're not asking You're not asking them to close factories, lay off workers, stop making weapons, convert to medical equipment, change their business model, or feel bad about anything. You're only asking them to accept higher returns on investment, stop blocking the treaty, and maybe say nice things about it publicly. That's it. They keep 99% of their current income, plus get rich from bonds. Why this works? You're using their own playbook. Defense contractors spend $127 million on lobbying and get $181 billion back. You're offering them better returns to lobby for something else. It's not revolutionary, it's just capitalism, but pointed at diseases instead of humans. It's all legal. Victory incentive alignment bonds are legal investment vehicles. Lobbying is protected free speech. Consulting fees are standard practice. Strategic advisor positions are completely normal, if normal means legal corruption. They designed the system to allow this. You're just using it correctly. The same incentive structures that created the military-industrial complex get pointed at curing disease instead. Like a very expensive garden hose. No moral evolution required, just different math. This is either brilliant or ridiculous. Possibly both. Defense contractor CEO to board. We diversified into bonds paying 272% returns versus the market's 10%. If the treaty passes, we profit enormously. If it fails, we still have our defense contracts. It's a hedge. I'm being prudent. You're welcome. Budget. Strategic allocation from the $1 billion incentive alignment budget. The timeline. Key lobbyists flip in months 1 to 12. Defense contractor trade associations go neutral by month 18. By month 25, former opponents take credit. I always cared about medical research. They discovered this yesterday. You and everyone you've ever loved slowly deteriorate into dust. You can't fight the military-industrial complex. It's too big, too entrenched, too profitable. But you might be able to buy it. Insurance companies, the accidentally aligned industry. Insurance companies are already on your side. They just don't know it yet, because nobody at an insurance company has ever had an original thought. Every disease you cure is billions they don't have to pay out. Their current death spiral. Medical costs are rising 7% annually. Premiums can't keep pace, regulation. Claims are destroying margins. Chronic disease leads to lifetime payouts. Their business model is dying. Your salvation offer. The math they can't refuse. Diabetes currently costs $327 billion annually, which would drop to a one-time cure cost and a 90% reduction in ongoing savings. Alzheimer's costs $355 billion annually, which would drop to a one-time cure cost and a 90% reduction in ongoing savings. Heart disease costs $363 billion annually, which would drop to a one-time cure cost and a 90% reduction in ongoing savings. Cancer costs $208 billion annually, which would drop to a one-time cure cost and a 90% reduction in ongoing savings. Even partial cures dramatically improve their margins. They don't need $0 costs. They just need costs to stop rising 7% annually, which is currently the speed at which their business model is committing suicide. The implementation. They buy victory incentive alignment bonds with 272% returns. They lobby for the treaty, protects investment. Cures reduce their claims and profits increase. They lower premiums, competitive advantage. A healthier population results in a permanent profit increase. Why they're your natural allies? Insurance companies are the only industry that profits from human health. Every other healthcare player profits from sickness. Use this natural alignment. Pharma wants chronic patients, while insurance wants cures. Hospitals want full beds, while insurance wants empty ones. Doctors want repeat visits, while insurance wants one-time fixes. You're offering insurance companies a world where chronic disease costs stop compounding at 7% annually. Pharmaceutical companies, converting drug dealers to drug curers. Pharma companies aren't evil, they're just doing what any rational organism does when you pay it to keep people sick. keeping people sick. They're trapped in a business model that rewards treating symptoms forever instead of curing diseases once. Here's how you free them from their golden cage. R&D costs, $2.6 billion per drug, unsustainable. Success rate, 1 in 10,000 compounds work, lottery odds. Timeline, 17 years to market. Patients die waiting. Patent cliffs, blockbusters become generics overnight. Public hatred, Martin Shkreli is their poster boy. The cost elimination. Current model, pharma pays for trials. Pharma spends $48,000 or more per trial participant. Burns cash for 17 years hoping for approval. 90% of drugs fail in trials, equals money incinerated. Success means jacking up prices to recover losses. The new model, using decentralized pragmatic trials. Trial cost drops approximately 98%. Pragmatic design, existing medical records, no dedicated sites, can afford to run 100 times more trials with the same budget. Success means profit. Failure doesn't bankrupt you. The math that converts them. Current pharma economics. Development cost, $2.60 billion. Success rate, 10%. 90% fail. Average revenue per success, $6.70 billion. ROI, 1.2%. Barely profitable. New system, cost elimination. The main benefit, pragmatic clinical trials become 100 times cheaper. How your decentralized institutes of health eliminate trial costs. Current system, pharma spends $48,000 per participant on dedicated trial sites and staff, extensive monitoring and site visits, custom data collection infrastructure, regulatory compliance overhead. A system using your decentralized institutes of health, cost drops approximately 98% because uses existing medical practices, no dedicated sites, patient's regular doctor enrolls them, one click, leverages existing electronic health record or EHR data, so no custom infrastructure, pragmatic design equals minimal monitoring, platform handles regulatory compliance automatically. Result, 50,000 participant trial drops from $2.4 billion to under $50 million. Regulatory filing, data analysis, platform fees. Under the current system, you pay $2.60 billion for trials. In a decentralized trials framework, you pay approximately $50 million for trials, a 98% reduction. In the current system, 90% of drugs fail, resulting in a $2.3 billion loss. In the new system, failure costs approximately $50 million, which is survivable. The current system takes 10 to 17 years to develop. The decentralized system takes 2 to 3 years. Under the current system, only blockbusters are viable. In the new system, rare diseases are profitable. The current system involves massive risk. The new system involves manageable risk per attempt. A decentralized institutes of health network doesn't change whether drugs work biologically. It changes the economics. You profit from trying, not just from succeeding. Pharma's new business model, volume over blockbusters. The trade-off, lower revenue per drug, but massively more attempts. Current model, chase $1 billion plus blockbusters, can only afford approximately 10 attempts, each cost $2.6 billion, need huge markets to justify risk, 10,000 compounds sitting on shelf. The new decentralized model,
$500 million per success is profitable, smaller markets work, can attempt all 10,000 compounds, failure doesn't bankrupt you. Rare diseases become gold mines, no competition. 115 times more trials equals 115 times more shots on goal. How to get them on board? Start with generic manufacturers, no R&D costs, immediate margin. Add biotechs, desperate for cash, will try anything. Big Pharma follows. Can't let competitors have advantage. Industry transforms. Competition shifts from marketing to outcomes. Politicians, hacking democracy's source code. Politicians are the simplest organisms in this ecosystem, simpler than bacteria. Bacteria at least reproduce usefully. Politicians want exactly two things, votes and money. You're going to give them both. Their current misery, fundraising, 70% of their time begging for money, approval rating, 18%, everyone hates them, actual power, near zero, lobbyists write the bills, legacy, that guy who renamed a post office, job security, one bad tweet from extinction. Your political welfare program, the money pipeline, treaty supporter, super PAC funds flow in, treaty opponent, funds their opponent. It's not corruption, it's free speech, thanks Citizens United. The vote harvest. 280 million people voting on Wishocracy. You publish voting records. Senator X opposes cheaper healthcare. Their constituents see this in real time. Support the treaty or face electoral extinction. The bipartisan beauty. This works on everyone. Republicans. Free market solution cuts government spending. Democrats, universal healthcare access helps the poor. Libertarians, ends FDA tyranny, personal freedom. Socialists, destroys big pharma monopoly, power to the people. Everyone can claim victory because the framing works for each ideology. Billionaires, self-interest meets self-preservation. Billionaires have everything except the one thing money can't buy, not dying. $1 billion and a body that rots at the same rate as everyone else's. You're offering returns and longevity research. The incentives align naturally. What they really want. Legacy, being remembered. Narcissism is powerful. Returns, beating other billionaires. It's all a game. Survival, not dying of whatever will kill them. Reputation, not being history's villain. Control, shaping the future. Your irresistible package. The investment. Victory incentive alignment bonds offer returns funded by treaty revenue. Beats traditional portfolio yields. The legacy. The Gates Cancer Center. Permanent naming rights. The Musk Longevity Institute. Feed that ego. History books. Funded the cure of death. Nobel Peace Prize possible. They crave validation. The insurance. They're getting old. Mortality is calling. Their genetics aren't special. Death doesn't care about wealth. Every disease cured equals their lifespan extended, basically buying protection from biology. The domino effect, how this cascade works. Once you align a few key players, others follow. The sequence. 1. Insurance companies move first, pure financial logic. 2. Their lobbying convinces politicians, money talks. 3. Politicians create treaty momentum, votes follow. 4. Defense contractors hedge, can't risk being left out. 5. Pharma pivots, adapt or die. 6. Billionaires pile in, FOMO is powerful. Why this can happen? Not must happen. Once IABs concentrate financial benefits on the pro-health side, politicians face a new calculation where IAB benefits are greater than concentrated opposition costs. Each policy success increases IAB funding, which strengthens the coalition. Investors lobby for treaty expansion to increase their returns. The dynamic reverses. Supporting pragmatic clinical trial funding becomes the concentrated benefit option. This isn't inevitable. It requires sufficient IAB funding to overcome opposition, but it's achievable because the capital is there. It just needs a coordination mechanism. Why the scales? The ratchet effect. Each treaty expansion creates more political incentive funding to lobby for the next expansion. At 1%, funding is $2.72 billion per year. At 10%, it's $27 billion per year. Politicians who supported the 1% treaty get rewarded. Those rewards grow if they push for 2%. It's a ratchet that only moves in one direction, the direction where people stop dying. You've accidentally built ratchets like this before, Social Security, Medicare, but always by accident and never on purpose. This time, try doing it on purpose. See incentive alignment bonds for the full scaling mechanism in tables.